Hey, it's Woody and Jim. Before this was a podcast,
it was us saying things on the radio.
On 93.3, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville.
This is the theme, Woody and Jim podcast, friends till the end, and now they start talking.
Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Thanks for tuning in, especially if you got up early for the first time in a long time as we go back to school. You know, hey, welcome. Hey, look, somebody decided to give us a job again.
I know.
We're pretty excited.
Tell everybody in the drop-off line that Woody and Jim are back on, but they're on 93.3. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville.
Yesterday, Jim, you were kind of ranting on and on about, I believe, the RFK Jr. bear story.
Yes.
And you said to yourself, I'm sounding like John Mulaney, the stand-up comedian.
Yeah. And that's when I think my phone heard me.
Yes.
And started showing me John Mulaney videos. And if you've never heard comedian John Mulaney, he does have a distinctive sound.
He does.
They say, why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free? You ever heard that before? It makes no sense. Why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free? You're not allowed to milk a cow that you don't own.
So I find this other guy who made this startling,
yes,
startling discovery about comedian John Mulaney and a classic band.
I came to the realization today that really the only difference between John Mulaney and the lead singer of the B-52s is tempo and pacing. Otherwise, there's no difference.
Really?
And then I said, you're living in your own private Idaho. Don't go on the patio.
That is spot on.
No, because I was over on the beach. And then my father, Chip Mulaney, who, by the way, has a Chrysler that seats about 20 people, says to come along and bring your jukebox money.
He's not
compare. Woody and Jim in the morning, 93.3, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. People asked, hey, when you go to that new station where you are now, are you going to play Gender Wars? Yes!
We certainly are. Proudly brought to you by Going Postal Brentwood, your friendly neighborhood shipping and printing center.
Hi.
So, welcome. If you're just getting back into the school routine, you found us. We're on 93.3. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. Tell a friend where we are.
Yes. We got Gender Wars ready to go. And for the ladies in the audience with Victoria. Hello, Victoria.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good luck to you.
Welcome.
And for the guys, we have Tommy. Tommy. Hello, Tommy.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right.
Here we go. Let's do a get acquainted question. You got to warm up, get you ready for the game. Starting with you, Tommy. Besides water, if you could only drink one beverage for the rest of your life, what would that be?
Yeah, my doctor's not going to like this, but I'm going to have to go with Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper.
My God, I'm a Dr. Pepper fanatic, fiend, perhaps addict myself. I'll see you at the meeting.
Got to have those 23 herbs and spices or whatever they put in there.
Herbs and spices. It's not Kentucky Fried Chicken.
But, Kentucky Fried Duck.
Victoria, what about you? Besides water, if you could drink only one beverage, what would it be?
Diet Coke.
Diet Coke.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We all have our go-to beverages.
Absolutely. All right. You each have a screw you can use. If you get in trouble, don't know the answer to a question, you can put the screw to your opponent and make them answer your question. But if they get it right, they can steal your point. If they get it wrong, you get a point for knowing nothing.
Very cool. All right. We start with a multiple choice question for both of you. Victoria, is Boba Fett, an evil bounty hunter found in the world of Star Wars, Star Trek, or Battlestar Galactica?
Battlestar Galactica?
No.
Star Wars.
Okay, can't give you that one. A multiple choice question for you, Tommy. Was the evil boss woman in The Devil Wears Prada played by Glenn Close, Meryl Streep, or Faye Dunaway?
I have to go with Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep.
And you'd be
there
right.
You go. Okay, right. 1-0 lead there for you, Tommy. All right, you can bounce back with this one, Victoria. Basketball legend Magic Johnson played his entire NBA career with what team?
L.A.
L.A., the Lakers. There you go. You're
all back right.
In it. Good job. Oh, really?
All tied up. Yeah, good guess, I guess.
You're so surprised that you got it.
All right, let's see if Tommy can retake the lead. Tommy, what company sells Milano cookies?
Milano cookies. I'm going to have to go screw on this one.
Okay. All right. Using the screw. He hopes you don't know this.
Puts it to you, Victoria. Do you know what company sells Milano cookies?
I'm going to have to say Nabisco.
No. In the little white bag, they are from Pepperidge Farms.
Pepperidge Farms, remember? Okay, that means it's a point for you, Tommy.
Tommy, you're up 2-1. Right. This makes Victoria in the pressure seat because you've got to get this one right in order to stay in the game.
Victoria, what U.S. city is home to Samuel Adams Beer?
Boston.
Yes. There you go. You tied it up.
All right. She's making a game of it.
Woo-hoo.
All right. Tied up 2-2. Tommy, you get this one, you win it. If not, we go to overtime. Tommy, on what part of her body would a lady use an orange stick?
Orange stick. I'm going to go.
Are you there, Tommy?
Yes. Can you hear me? I'm going to go face.
Face is not correct.
No, it's a little lower.
Yeah.
All right.
Her nails.
So we're tied. That goes into overtime. We play Name That Song with lyrics. And here's how it works. We have up to 5 lines from a song. How many lines from the song will you need to name the song we're trying to get here? We'll start with you, Victoria. Up to 5. How many do you think you can do it in?
4.
All right. Okay. What about you, Tommy? Do it less than 4?
I'll go 3.
3.
Ooh, he's dangerous.
Back to you, Victoria.
Let him have it.
Let him have it. All right. 3 lines. You'll have to give us the name of the song. Here is Jim poetically telling you.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere.
What is that song, Tommy?
That would be Don't Stop Believing by Journey, right?
Yes!
Which is odd that we played it right before we played Gender Wars. So it's still fresh in your
it
head.
It was a total coincidence.
Thank you for the help there. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
We just refreshed your memory a little bit.
Thanks for tuning in to the Woody and Jim Show, 93.3 FM, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. We are here, brought to you by the Dog Wizard. You want to have a well-behaved dog, all you got to do is go to thedogwizard.com. Tell them Woody and Jim sent you, get 10% off. It's what you get.
Transform your dog's behavior today.
Nice. Now, you have your panties in the bunch about something.
Okay, that's so, like wondering, like, why is he hesitating? Because he wants to talk about my panties that are in a bunch.
No, okay.
I was a little cranky this morning when I came in because, and this is like, I'm going to name names, but I'm going to say that almost all of them are guilty of it.
Okay.
All right. So usually I have coffee before I leave the house.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
But today I knew I had to stop and get gas. So I said, you know what? While the car's filling up, I'm going to go into the gas station. I'm going to get some gas for my body, which is coffee. And I have this problem that is bothering me.
Yes.
I get coffee. They don't make the lids so that they stay on the cup.
Hmm.
Okay. Or the cup is so flimsy that when you grab the cup with the lightest bit of pressure just to hold it, it pops the lid off.
Yeah, it flies up in the air like you're flipping a coin or something.
Exactly. So I go into 7-Eleven and I get my coffee and then I put the lid on it and just picking it up, the lid goes flying off. And I thought I really had that thing, you know, nailed down, right? And then some coffee goes on the floor and there's a guy behind the counter and I feel bad. So I'm like grabbing a bunch of napkins and cleaning up the floor. And he's like, oh, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
And this is like 3:30 in the morning. So there's nobody else in there.
Exactly.
There's nobody.
It's not like he's going to miss it. He saw the whole thing happening. Right?
I saw what you did.
And he was really nice. And so then, you know, okay, I throw that lid away figuring, well, the lid is terrible. And I get another lid and I sit there and I spend this inordinate amount of time trying to get the lid on there, making sure that it's a perfect seal all the way around.
Because you don't want to spill it all over yourself.
So I carefully walk over to the counter to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he decides to, cash me out, and he has to turn the cup because they're labeled like small, medium, large, extra large.
Oh, right, right.
And he didn't know what
to scan it to see what size.
He didn't know what what to charge me. So he needed to know the size. And by turning it it was on the counter, boop, the lid goes off and there's coffee all over the counter. He's like, yeah, it happens all the time.
And every convenience store is like that.
They all are.
You know what I think it is? I think it's a conspiracy. They want you to buy the travel mugs.
Is that it?
That you can refill all the time.
I don't think they're making any money on the travel lids because we're spilling all the coffee. Mm. Like if there was more coffee spilled, I would have had to go refill it because everything else was on the floor.
Mm.
Come on. We can send people to the moon.
Yes.
Even though some people debate that.
Yes.
And we can try to go to Mars and we can have quantum computers, but we can't have a lid that stays on a cup. I'm better now.
All right. Whatever presidential candidate will come out in favor of tight-fitting lids will get our vote.
Just yes. Hashtag tight lids. I'm afraid what that search might turn up.
Please don't take that the wrong way.
Back to the Woody and Jim Show on 93.3 FM. Totally hits. Totally Nashville.
All right. Three things you want to know on a Tuesday morning. Been talking a lot about dogs. Maybe you love your dog, except for perhaps the way your dog smells. Dolce and Gabbana say, hey, we got a dog perfume now.
They do?
It's $100 if you want to make your dog smell fantastic.
Wow.
Probably be teased by all the other dogs.
But it's sexy. Sexier than the Cheetos smell. Corn chips.
Yeah, corn chips. Yeah,
corn chips is it, actually.
I don't think they can do anything about that.
Yeah, paws always smell like that. Why?
Smell sexy. Producer Sean, what you got?
Speaking of smelling attractive, there's a single man in West Philadelphia that has recently rented a billboard. Uh-huh. That he's got his dating profile out on this billboard.
Oh, really?
He spent $1,000 to rent the billboard for 1 month. And some of the facts that are on it says that he likes normal hobbies, owns a cat, and can cook well.
These are all good things.
These are all good things.
Move him up, ladies.
I wonder if it's effective.
Yeah, so he already has one date lined up. He did have one request that it's tiny little letters. It says, please don't spam me.
Okay.
But, he's only had it up for, I think, a week, and now he's gotten something out of it. So.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thousands of dollars, and he has one date so far. Well done.
But if it's the right one.
Yes.
All right. So there's this video from Antioch that is going viral on TikTok, and it's this woman looking out her window watching the mail truck.
This mailman is dumping people's mail in this dumpster. I can't make this up.
So she actually has video of the little white truck from the Postal Service.
Yeah, those little vans that come around.
The guy dumps like a giant box of mail into a green dumpster.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And so I guess the mailman has been put on non-duty service. So, I don't know. They won't let him touch the mail. He's just got to, I don't know what you do at a post office when you can't touch the mail, but they are investigating.
Mm.
But this is the best excuse when maybe, the utility company or maybe waste management says, hey, you haven't paid my bill. And you say, well, it was in that box that guy dumped into Antioch's dumpster.
That's the first thing I thought of. It's like, I hope my electric bill is in there. Sure, it's going to be 97 degrees today, but it's also Christmas
in August.
Okay, Chris Stapleton going to be at the Ridgestone Arena. We have an exclusive, really cool thing for you, as you could have suite tickets where you have a parking pass and also access to your own private bathroom, which is amazing. Got to have that.
Christmas in August brought to you by Margaritaville Hotel in Nashville. Margaritaville Hotel, distinctly Margaritaville, distinctly Nashville.
Very cool. All right, we have two presents. You have a choice to open. And on the line, is this Donna?
This is she.
Hello. Would you like Jim to open present number one or present number two?
Let's go for number one.
Number one.
Okay.
Donna says number one.
All right. And
wow, it's a big box.
It's a big box. but the only thing in it is a Staple.
Well, that's a good thing.
Which means you're now in the running for the Chris Stapleton VIP experience in the Eurostone suite.
Yeah, you got a 1 in 5 chance of winning this thing.
All right, that's awesome. I need it.
All right, well, it's a great show. It's going to happen Saturday, Friday. If you are our winner, we will let you know. And tomorrow morning, we'll let another person take a shot at opening up one of our presents in Christmas in August. Yes, it's stupid. We know it's stupid.
We know it's stupid. We embrace the stupid.
No, it's perfect.
I don't want to brag, but I believe yesterday we broke the story about RFK Jr. and the bear. Yeah. Then it was everywhere after we talked about it yesterday morning. So we don't want to take total credit for it.
If you've been living under a rock, here's what happened. RFK, he's one of the guys who's running for president, doesn't have a chance. He's got like a couple percent. But he admitted and then apologized for something he did 10 years ago in which he was driving in upstate New York and his friend driving the car in front of him hit a bear. And
with no witnesses around.
And the bear did not survive. Mm. But RFK Jr. decided, you know what? I'm going to keep this bear. And he put him in his trunk. And then he drove back to New York City and decided, you know what? I'm not going to keep the bear. Instead, I'm going to haul the dead bear into the middle of Central Park. And then he apparently had his own bicycle and tried to stage it so it looked like somebody with a bike had hit a bear in Central Park in the middle of Manhattan, and then he took off. This happened 10 years ago.
Yes.
And he's now saying, yeah, that was me. Which brings up so many questions.
And he's running for president.
This is the person that we need to be the leader of the free world.
And in 2024, it's not the craziest thing among people running for president.
That's absolutely true.
It's just a weird, weird time. Mm. And I think a lot of people were asking, is it a crime to drop a dead bear in the middle of Central Park and stage a crime scene? And apparently, it is a crime.
Ah,
you cannot drop a dead bear in the middle of Central Park. They have rules.
And they also have no bears there. So it's going to be hard for that bear to blend in with all the other bears when there are none.
When there's none. Apparently, it's a $250 fine, but he will not have to pay it because it has a one-year statute of limitations.
Oh.
So for 9 years, he's been clutching his hands together, going, "Ma, I got away with the bear dropping."
What? In 2024, everybody who was running for president, they always can't wait to tell us things that make us not like them.
I don't think they're running for president, but there was a governor that wrote a book about shooting your dog.
Oh yeah,
which is terrible.
Yeah, and they left the dog in the gravel pit.
Like, what's wrong with people?
I mean, and they're boasting about it, like, "Yeah, I did that."
And if anybody out there,
we don't like you.
If you watch the true crime stuff or listen to the true crime podcast, you know that like every serial killer in their past has harming an animal.
Yeah, those are the three things
in their history:
harming animals, bedwetting, and severe head injury.
Yeah,
are the gateway to serial killers.
So keep an eye on RFK Jr.
Yeah, Woody and Jim in the morning. Thanks for tuning in. 93.3 Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. It's happened twice.
Yes.
Where we've accidentally almost said the name of the radio station where we used to work.
When you're someplace for 25 years and you say the same thing 50 times a morning.
Yeah, and a bell rings and you start salivating like Pavlov's dog.
We're bound to make a mistake.
Yeah.
And both Woody and I each have almost
done it once.
We've corrected ourselves.
I mean, considering we've been here for like, this is our third week on the air. Both of us only did it once.
A day.
No, just once. Don't.
Shut up, Sean.
Don't turn this studio into a den of lies.
But one of our listeners called us out on it.
Yeah, Angie in Mount Juliet. Thank you, Angie, for sending us the message. It says, do you guys have a swear jar situation for every time you almost say the last station you were at?
Uh-huh.
I think we should do that. It would be $1 each into the into the swear jar.
So Jim means it if he's willing to put in a dollar of his own money.
A whole dollar.
No monopoly money either, guys.
All right,
I'm on to you.
Actual money. All right. Well, I like your idea, Angie. We're going to do it, and we'll donate it to charity. Hopefully, the charity doesn't get a lot of money, meaning we don't make too many mistakes.
It's too bad. You know, luckily, we're not actually having a swear jar for all the things we say when we're not on the radio.
Or when we make a mistake or trip on something.
Oh, yeah.
Ow!
You get being Jeff Bezos money by then.
Did you see Ryan Gosling at the Olympics? Because it's a bit, to me, there's never been an Olympics where they've shown more like of the stars attending.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like Flava Flav and Snoop have been like all over things. But
yeah, Nicole Kidman was there, Tom Cruise, all the big celebrities are coming out.
I love how they try to create controversy, though, because they showed Ryan Gosling there. And he's there, you know, with his significant other, Eva Mendes, and they're watching, you know, one of the games. And Ryan's got like a Kelly Green hat on that has Olympic symbol, like the rings on it, right?
Yeah.
And like, so everybody got upset on social media. Why isn't he's American. Why isn't he wearing a red, white, and blue hat?
Oh.
And he addressed it. I think it was on X, and he just wrote, "I'm for the Olympics," and just kind of like settle it. Like, you know what I mean?
That's like a nice way of saying, yay, sports.
Exactly.
If you know Jim, you know that he is frugal Jim.
I love to love save a dollar.
Get you a good deal. Apparently, the euphoria you feel after you get a really good deal lasts for a certain amount of time, according to science. They say now that if you get a really good deal, a good bargain, the buzz from that will last for 216 minutes, which is like about 2.5 hours.
I would say it lasts a lot longer than that. Because I go around for about a week with, guess how much I paid for this? And I get a high every time. I'm like, lower.
Evidenced by the fact that Jim's wife wanted to watch the Olympics, but Jim would not pay for Peacock because it was $8 a month.
Right.
Every month.
Even though she found a 50% off deal and it would have been $4.
But still too much.
Still too much. No more subscriptions.
Three things you want to know for a Tuesday morning. Ben Affleck and J-Lo are getting divorced, but everybody's coming out with theories about why. Why? A lot of people said yesterday that it's because J-Lo was coming out with her own line of liquor, and Ben Affleck is worried that it might hurt his sobriety to be connected with that, which is kind of lame and kind of an excuse.
A little bit.
But now, Suge Knight, who has a podcast from prison, says he knows it's because the FBI showed Ben Affleck J-Lo when she was hooked up with Diddy. Of course, Diddy's in a lot of trouble and being accused of all kinds of things, and they're saying that they showed him some evidence, and he went, nope.
I really think there's probably 1,000 plausible reasons. We all knew they weren't going to stay together.
Yeah.
This is the second time.
Yeah.
And it looked shady and shaky before they even got married again.
Yeah.
So.
Well, at the end of the day, she's still the same Jenny from the block.
She is. So.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Yeah. Producer Sean, what you got?
So over in Ireland, some news is a hit. Unfortunately, it is surrounding a funeral, so somebody did pass away. But that opens the door for this man's last prank he got to play on his family.
Oh, so he's a jokester.
Yeah, he is very much a jokester. He is the grandfather of 8, and during the procession, you know, bagpipes, the priest, everything stopped when they heard a noise. Apparently, he pre-recorded a message to play from his casket that... where people at his funeral heard him saying, "Hello? It's dark in here.
Oh, God.
Let me out. Let me out.
That's awesome.
I can hear you.
You hear this voice and go like,
is that a priest?
Hey, everybody. Hey, it's really dark.
That's fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. That guy's my hero.
Oh, my gosh. We bow to you, sir. Excellent jokester. If you're a big fan of House of the Dragon, the spinoff from, you know, the Game of Thrones series, they just had their wrap-up of the second season. And Woody declared it.
I was disappointed.
Yeah.
They set up a bunch of stuff to happen, and then, nothing happened.
They didn't happen. Well, here's what we found out. The third season is coming out early-ish. Those are those in quotes, early-ish 2025.
Okay.
And it's going to be 8 episodes. And then season 4 will be its last.
Really?
So they're actually calling it. It's not getting canceled right now. It's going to have 2 more seasons, but that's it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And all the seasons are shorter now. Like, if you watch The Bear on Hulu, it's like, there's only like 6 episodes, and that was the whole season.
And they're a half hour.
Yeah, and you're going, hey, hey, give us more.
You can binge it while you're getting your tires changed.
Do better. Try better. Woody and Jim in the morning, as before we leave, something to tide you over for the rest of the day. It's producer Sean's nugget of wisdom.
When it seems everything's coming your way, you might be in the wrong lane.
Woody and Jim on 93.3 FM. Totally hits. Totally Nashville.